Some say Supermom is just a figure, but we believe she's real, and that's why we're here on the Crunchy Supermom Show talking about ways to make your vision of your Supermom self a reality, one small step at a time. Hi, I'm Sarah, a nerdy homeschooling mama of three girls, a devoted military spouse, a follower of Jesus, and a no-nonsense, natural-minded Supermom. Hey, Supermoms, it's Sarah here. Thank you so much for making the first two seasons of the Crunchy Supermom Show so successful. I'm really excited about season three. I will be keeping the practical and actionable advice you've come to know and love, but I'm also going to be diving into new topics with special guests. My last episode, 030, I had a very special friend of mine on. Her name is Brianne Pugh, and she's a functional nutritionist, so be sure to check out that show. But to get the show notes from this show and any other episode, you can visit www.crunchysupermom.com/blog/031. One of the biggest questions I am asked almost on a daily basis is, how does one mom find the time in the day to do it all? And to be honest with you, finding the time to do it all is something of a skill and has absolutely nothing to do with luck or even having the right amount of things on your proverbial plate. This skill is something that you absolutely can develop, especially through the Supermom Academy. I myself began cultivating this time management when I was growing a business from home while I was waiting on the birth of my first child. It was not something that I was born with, but I do attribute my business success that year to my ability to manage my time properly using what I call time sprints. And a time sprint is simply a focused amount of time that you dedicate to attacking a specific task. It's often followed by a brief rest period. Now, a more formal name for this supposed philosophy is the Pomodoro technique. It was about 10 years ago when I was growing my first human in my womb that I discovered the sweet pom. And yeah, it's truly a red tomato. But there's a lot more colorful and food-free designs and logos for the plethora of Pomodoro apps out there. But luckily for you, I've spent many years testing all of these. I've been on the hunt for the very best Supermom time tracking app or method, but because one doesn't quite exist, I'm currently in the development of my own. But in the meantime, I have some tools that I want to share with you in the next episode that will absolutely take your productivity to the next level. And in that next episode, 032, I'm going to briefly describe the tool and state who would or who would not enjoy it and why. There's an option for nearly everyone, except the person who wants to work with entirely on paper. If that's you, then you need to come see me in the Supermom Academy because I do have a fabulous method for paper and pencil time tracking and planning, but it requires a lot more personalization that I could offer you over the air, you know, here on this podcast. And I would love to work with you specifically on that. Let's clear up some vocabulary just in case you have not yet heard of the Pomodoro method. The Pomodoro method is about setting a specific amount of time where you focus on a task that you need to handle. And it is followed by a rest time or a short amount of time where you do something different. Most often you'll just get up and move your position, or you might just change your visual focus. And to these two time periods combined, the focus and the rest time, they make up the Pomodoro. Okay, like one Pomodoro. Now, research indicates that 20 minutes of focus with 5 minutes of rest for each Pomodoro cycle makes people the most efficient and the most effective. I truly think about my day in terms of how many Pomodoros, and I'm using air quotes there, it will take me to get something done. So why do I do this? Well, it's easy. Knowing that all I have to do is one thing for 20 minutes and then I get a 5 minute break is really motivating. And honestly, think about it this way. If you're staring at a pile of laundry and you're absolutely dreading it, you can set a timer for 20 minutes and fold the laundry only until the timer goes off. The result? Magically, that entire pile gets finished in 20 minutes. I don't know about you, but normally a mountain of laundry takes me an hour or more. Not with the focus of that timer is that the case. It's best to use an app to help you track your time. So I highly recommend tuning in to episode 032 to find out all of my recommended productivity apps. That's all I have for you today. So I encourage you to go out and just try this one time with any simple timer, an egg timer if you must, or go find a cute little tomato timer if that's your thing. Set it for 20 minutes and tackle the most dreaded task in your to-do list this week and see how quickly you can get it done. And let me know. Tell me, did you get something done in 20 minutes that seemed absolutely impossible? I look forward to hearing about it. I'll catch you next week.